Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Cloud Solution Innovators here on Channel 9, the show where we highlight developers and partners that are building new solutions in the Microsoft Cloud. My name is Keith Mayer. I'm a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft for the Azure Cloud Platform. And with me today, I have a special guest, Connor Hyland. Hi, Connor. How are you today?
Hi, Keith. Very good. Thank you.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Connor. And before we get started with our show, could you spend just a couple moments giving everyone a brief understanding of who you are and your role and whatnot?
Okay. Well, as you said, I'm Connor Hyland. I'm product manager here at IMEC Technologies. IMEC Technologies is in its 30th year this year. We started out life in Dublin in Ireland as a company that developed mainly applications for barcode scanning and barcode printing type solutions. We now have offices in the US and in the UK. In the US, we're based out of Champaign, Illinois, and in the UK, we have an office in London. We are a Microsoft Core partner now for many years. We specialize today in a number of data collection products for real broad appeal type solutions. And today we're going to be talking about one of those, which is called Inspector.
Oh, okay. That sounds great. And could you tell us a little bit more about Inspector and what it does and what types of organizations you're finding are really interested in the Inspector solution?
Okay. Well, Inspector is an inspection software solution that can be used really to perform any type of inspection. It's used to do health and safety inspections, facility inspections, utilities, brand compliance. There's really no limit to the type of inspection that Inspector can perform. It's used in organizations, like government, retail, hospitality, manufacturing, utilities. So it really has a broad appeal.
Wow, it sounds like it could be a great solution for the inspection needs of literally any organization. Now, based on our prior conversations before the show today, Connor, I think you had mentioned that when IMEC was developing Inspector, you developed it on the Microsoft stack. Is that right?
That's right, Keith, yeah. So the application itself is built using ASP.NET. So when it came to developing the application, because of the as a Microsoft partner, we have access to all the development tools needed to build scalable solutions for our customer needs. So ASP.NET really was the obvious choice for us when it came to developing the web application. We have a wealth of experience in .NET development, so it just made sense.
Oh, okay, great. And I also understand that that Inspector is leveraging the Azure Cloud. How does Inspector use the Azure Cloud as part of its solution?
Okay, so one of the key things for us was how do we get Inspector into the cloud without a huge amount of rework from an application perspective. And so we were able to create virtual machines in Azure pretty much exactly the same as we had on-premise here ourselves. So there was no code changes required, there was no real learning curve out to getting what we had in-house from a hosting perspective to getting that up into the cloud. So that was fantastic. That was a no-brainer for us. We also use SQL Server databases on our virtual machine, and we use IIS web services. So, all those together really,
Great. Well, that sounds fantastic. And so sounds like you're leveraging the Azure Cloud to more quickly scale your solution and be able to implement it for new customers on a more rapid cadence. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we have some VMs which are what we call multi-tenant databases, where we have lots of companies sharing the same resources essentially, and then we have what we call enterprise customers who have a dedicated virtual machine, a dedicated web application, and web services. So, really, they can benefit from they're just there's no hidden performance. They are in their own environment, and obviously very scalable.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm really interested, and I'm sure our viewers are as well, in seeing more about your solution in action. Would you be able to spend a few moments walking through how Inspector works for us?
Absolutely, I'd love to. Okay, so today I'm going to do a demonstration using, it's actually an Android tablet device. As I was saying earlier on, the device is available on all the common platforms, Windows, Android, and iOS. The main menu of the application itself has four options on it. It's to perform an inspection, to view your to-do list, because you can actually have tasks assigned to you either manually or automatically by Inspector. So, for example, you could have a, a service that runs in a Monday morning that determines what items are due for inspection in the week ahead and automatically create tasks for those and assign them to the relevant people or team of people. So that's a really useful feature. We also have the ability to record an observation. An observation is kind of like an inspection, but there's no checklist associated with it. So it's used commonly for walkabout audits. So if somebody's doing a facility walkabout and just using their own experience really to do the actual inspection, they would record observations as they come across them. And finally, we have an option to sync. And because Inspector doesn't require internet connectivity while you're using it on the device here to perform inspections, you can store your data locally on the device itself. And then when you're back in range, you can upload your inspection results and download any new checklists that are available. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and just do an inspection. So I'm going to select inspect item. The first thing I'm asked to do is specify the ID of the item I'm inspecting, because everything you inspect has to have some unique identifier or some description. I have a couple of options here. I can scan a barcode. So if the item was barcoded, for example, with a 2D barcode or whatever, we could use the built-in camera in the device itself to actually scan that, and that makes it real easy to identify the item. We can actually type in the item ID, which is what I'm going to do in a second, or you could inspect by location. So you could use Inspector to narrow down to the location where you are, and it will tell you what items are in that location. So it's quite easy to get to your item. So I'm just going to put in the ID of the item I'm inspecting. And it then gives you some overview information about that item. So it has found the item, it knows what it is, it knows it's a fire extinguisher, the type of fire extinguisher, where it's currently based according to the system, when it was last inspected, and when its next inspection is due. And at the bottom, we have some information that you can associate with the various types of items. For this example here today, I have set up a properties called serial number, manufacturer, the date purchased, but you could set up whatever makes sense to you for each item definition. So for example, maybe if I was inspecting an eyewash station, I might see different sets of information on this particular screen. And that's it. I can now hit next to begin inspection. In this case, I have set up two different types of inspections. I have a monthly check and an annual check. And again, this is limited to the item I'm inspecting. So to use the example again of an eyewash station, if I was inspecting an eyewash station, I might have a different set of inspections here. So it's not really left to the operator to choose the correct one. It's the system is automatically doing that for them. So I have two checks here. I'm going to do a monthly check in this particular fire extinguisher. And now I'm into my checklist. So as you can see, it's a scrollable list of questions. Each question has a response list, as we call them. In this case, we have some here with a yes, no, not applicable, yes, no's, okay's, not okay's. You build the response list that makes sense to the question you're asking. So it means then that the operator, you know, for example, it may be a pass-fail or maybe, you know, some other response list. So sure. It just makes it real easy for the operator to pick the right answer and make sure that they're answering the question that makes sense. And when you're building your response list, you can tell it what color the item, the button becomes once pressed. So it's quite powerful from that point of view. For every step, you can make a comment, or you can take multiple photos to go with the actual step. So I'm just going to go down through this fairly quickly here. Answer the questions. Say yes to that.
Looks like it's really, really easy to go through what could be otherwise a pretty complex set of checks.
Absolutely. And because it's a scrollable list, you can actually answer them in any sequence you want. You don't have to answer them, you know, as you come across them. So, you know, it makes it very, very easy. For the is the pin intact, I'm actually going to take a photo here because I want to attach evidence that the pin is intact. So I have a fire extinguisher here beside me. It's going to hear. Take a picture of that. I say, okay. And I'm actually going to annotate this photo to highlight where the pin is. You know, so there's no doubt, you know, what I'm referring to. Okay. Sure. So, So the photo annotation, that's a big hit. That makes things real easy. Okay. So you just complete the inspection, answer all the questions on it. Here you can see at the bottom, I have another example of a step type where I've actually inserted an image into the step itself. So again, that makes it really easy for the person doing the inspection. It can act as guidance. It's a very useful feature for lockout tagout, where you can display images on how they should lock out a machine. And just on the comment feature on this particular step here, I've inserted what we call a can comment. So it just means, again, for the operator, if there is common reasons for a step failing, or you know, you can set those up as can comments within the inspection system, and it just makes it easy for them to pick the one that's applicable in this particular case.
I gotcha. Okay, that's great. Okay. Yeah, saves them having to tap out a custom message every time, right?
Absolutely, and you know, particularly on the smaller devices, you know, it's not too bad on the bigger tablet devices, but on the smaller devices, it saves them a lot of hassle.
Sure.
And finally, here I have a signature capture step. So if I click on that signature here, I can just actually sign the screen. And again, it's just another layer of confirmation built into the whole process. That's it. I'm actually just going to upload this inspection now. Just immediately before uploading it, I'm given an opportunity to put in an overall comment for this inspection, and I could change the status of the item. So, for example, if this fire extinguisher was damaged in some way, I could change the status and maybe take it out of service. I'm just going to upload the results of this inspection now.
Okay.
Okay, so that's uploading now, and we'll switch over to the web application. Okay, Keith, so this is the actual web application. So this is where you go to view any inquiries and reports, and it's also where you go to do any administration and setup type function. This is the homepage of the web app. So down the left-hand side here, we have our recent activity feed. So as things happen, they pop into this feed. So as inspections happen or incidents are created, they will appear here. Over on the right-hand side, we have a line chart, just you know, basically activity over a period of time. So inspections and incidents and observations. And at the bottom, we have two gauges, which is the overdue incidents and the overdue inspections.
Gotcha. So it's pretty real time, right? The recent activity at the top, that's the event that you just uploaded, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, it pops in pretty much instantaneously there. So it's real time, I should say. So what I'll just go and view the actual inspection I performed just to show you how that looks in the web app. So if I go view inspections, and here you can see the various types of items I've set up in the system that I inspect. In our case, we did a fire extinguisher, but you know, they could be really anything. And what you're seeing here is what I have access to. So for example, if I didn't have access to iWatch stations, I wouldn't see it in my menu. So you're not. It means that large organizations can use Inspector to do lots of types of inspections, but not overload people with data that makes no sense to them at all.
Gotcha.
Okay, that's so let's great. Go and pick our fire extinguisher. Okay, so here's our history of inspections against all fire extinguishers. In this case, they're all the same ID. But you can see the inspection that was carried out, when it happened, who did it, the overall results, and the GPS coordinates that were associated with the inspection. So again, if you're able to capture those as part of the inspection,
nice.
That's a nice feature. And here we have our checklist that was executed as part of the inspection. So if I click on the icon there, here you can see the questions that I was presented with on the mobile device and my responses. Yes, no's, okay's, pass, fails. We also have a weight that we didn't utilize in that particular inspection. But for example, if you're doing a 5S inspection, you could build in weight, so it allows you to generate a score for your inspection. And also here, we can just click on our image to view the actual image that was captured during the inspection. So again, you know, it just makes it real easy for the person to go back afterwards and view that inspection and see any information. At the bottom here, you see we have our comment that we selected for that particular step, and we have our signature here, and that's also stored as an image. And what's a nice feature here is the actual inspection report. So you can run an inspection report that really gives you all that information I've just shown you in a more presentable format that you could, you know, save out to PDF or Excel and email to somebody. So at the end of that report, any image that was captured during the inspection is stored. It's a nice way of getting that data. This report is actually customizable by the end user. So we have a built-in report designer within the product. So if there was information on this report that didn't make sense for a customer, for example, if they didn't use the score feature, they want to remove it, or if they wanted to put their own logo on the report, they can actually design that themselves.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that's it. That's, you know, in the short time we had today, that's really performing an inspection using the mobile app and then viewing the results of that inspection using the web application.
Wow, it looks like a great solution for being able to build custom inspections really easily, rolling them out to a mobile fleet of inspectors out in the field, and then assess and collect all that information back from a reporting standpoint. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that is. And from the point of view of creating checklists, and you know, it's very user friendly, very intuitive. You know, all the checklists and step responses, they all have workflows built in. So it makes sure that people in the field don't get a checklist, you know, until it's complete and it has been approved by somebody. So we built in all those checks into the product itself. So yeah, as you say, it's pretty easy to use, really.
Great. Well, Connor, thanks so much for sharing that great demo and walking us through Inspector. Looks like a great solution for the inspector needs of many organizations that I've run across. Where can our viewers go if they want to learn more about Inspector or the other solutions from IMEC Technologies?
Okay, thanks, Keith. Yeah, well, we have a company website, which is imectechnologies.com. We also have a website dedicated to this particular app, which is mobi-inspector.com. So mobi-inspector.com. And there they'll get all the information they need. And they can get in touch with us through the website.
Okay, great, wonderful. We'll be sure to include both of those links down at the bottom of the page that everyone's watching today's episode on. Well, Connor, thanks again for joining us on Cloud Solution Innovators episode, and look forward to seeing everyone back at a future episode of Cloud Solution Innovators here on Channel 9. Thanks, everybody, for watching today.